Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
So they declare, and olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain, when he tells you I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now Standard Oil is always advertising, we know that so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And of money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonade.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
Because I just love farming, more banana oil. Now here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast. I'd like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.com.
Every time your computer crashes, a cuddly kitten dies. The impending horror flashes in its innocent kitten eyes. From its gentle purr to its down soft fur, it begins to vaporize. With one heart wrenching with its last breath, it's a victim of the blue screen of death. When your net connection drops, a baby seal is clubbed. When the flow of data stops, its tiny head is drubbed. And you think your ping is the only thing that just got whacked and scrubbed. But somewhere sad brown eyes are asking why. Because of that blue screen they had to die. All those endless software patches and the service packs as well have empowered cyber demons from the darkest pits of hell. Think of every download mirror that was broken when you came. Now for each one, 7 years of bad luck, that still works the same. when PowerPoint fails the mission, a fairy loses its wings. All those slides and cool transitions blend the flight gear off the things. And it's Tinkerbell you've sent to hell at your quarterly meetings. While Peter Pan forlornly calls her name, never knowing the blue screen her soul did claim. Is it more like the Grim Reaper or a black cat cross your path? Is life only an equation, and how do we do the math? Is it instinct or misguided play or deliberate attack? Is there any way to stop it without switching to a Mac? Every time your system goes down, a puppy dog is kicked. When the firewall needs a hose down, a bunny's getting bricked. But amidst the fear, the end is near, the computer has been tricked. We found a way to disable that blue screen. But who knows what will happen? Now it's green.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale, and welcome back to another silly edition of Banana Oil. We ought to retitle it Clyde's Rage. And the reason why, you know, if you've been keeping up with the news recently, and if you tune into Mystery Play Internet Radio and you hear some of my rants and raves concerning the CRB royalty rates on Internet Radio.
All right now, Tommy, open your last present. A puppy! I always wanted a puppy. I'll name him Mr. Snuggleface.
We almost forgot. We still have to sing Happy Birthday. Bring Mr. Snuggleface.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tommy.
Oh, my God!
Oh, Jesus!
All right, hey, everyone down on the fucking ground.
What did we do?
He's resisting, sir.
Hit him with the taser.
What is going on?
On the ground, bitch. Is this the year 2031, huh? Is the copyright expired? Is it?
God, no. No, it isn't.
You sing Happy Birthday public, you pay royalties to Time Warner.
I didn't think.
You think you can just rip off Time Warner and, to a lesser extent, the Hill Sisters who stole someone else's melody and then threw some words over it and expect the RIAA not to bring the hammer down? Huh?
Take the balloons, the banners, the cake, the presents, and Grandpa's dialysis machine.
I need that.
That should cover this little concert. And the dog.
No, Mr. Snuggleface!
No room for the dog.
Destroy it.
Destroying the dog.
The Recording Industry Association of America would like to remind you that we aren't fucking around anymore.
Destroy the narrator.
Shooting the narrator.
Basically, in my opinion, it's an attempt of big industry using big government to try and shut down internet radio. And the small internet radio broadcasters, which include me.
There are rats, there are bats, there are stinky, mangy cats, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There are weasels, there are skunks, there are bandits, there are punks, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With their quips and their quiddities, their fees and their contingencies. There are lice, there are mice, there are lots of things not nice, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. But the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With the res ipsa loquitur and the respondeat superior. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There's thrombosis, halitosis, and there's diverticulosis, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. Diarrhea, gonorrhea, and seborrhea, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With their proximate causes and that's the worst thing in the world, is a lawyer. With affirmative defenses, I would rather see a dentist. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There are rats, there are bats, there are stinky, mangy cats, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There are weasels, there are skunks, there are bandits, there are punks, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With their quips and their quiddities, their fees and their contingencies. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer.
Since I've been running Mystery Play Internet Radio going on 7 years now, I consider myself an untrained professional, but I'm having a blast, and that's the reason why I do it. Come to find out, a lot of you listeners also enjoy it too. I bring you some of the best old-time radio that's available. Anyhow, the reason why I call this Clyde's Rage, you know, I could rant and rave and cuss and say die IRAA and Sound Exchange die and wish all the
in my big truck invading those tubes. Blocking consumers from things that I don't understand. The world has turned against this. You know why? $3.8 billion. I don't deny that is why the internet must die. Must die. Why the internet must die. Die. Why?
We love the net. And we love to serve. We love bandwidth, so stay off our turf.
We
love to stream, and we love to buy. We like it free, so please tell us why.
The internet. Must die. Why the internet? Your own personal internet. Must die. You know why?
So don't take our chat and our peer-to-peer tools. We need clips of our friends. Just acting like fools. We love to stream and we love to buy. We like it free. So please tell us why.
The internet. Must die. Why the internet? Your own personal internet. Must die.
My TV is dead and my radio sucks. The web is alive, so please don't screw it up. We love to stream and we love to buy. Don't make us mad, and don't make us cry.
The internet. Those tubes must die. Invading the internet. Now, it
must die.
Why? The internet. The internet must die. Those tubes must die.
Bad vibes, you know, personally. And I don't really hate anyone personally. Just the organization in general, and any attempt to squelch the freedom of the internet and the freedom of internet radio broadcasting. Guess what this is all about?
Please don't ever do the things to me
Bob Radio.
This is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and let's take a break from today's show. I've got a very important message for you. You know, these days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something on a computer with your friends or family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. You know, I've tried this thing, folks, and it's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen. You can pass keyboard and mouse control over to another member. You can even draw and highlight on the screen. And here's the wonderful thing, low flat fee pricing. It lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need instead of worrying about those minute-to-minute costs. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. You really got to give it a try today, all right?
I got myself a new music file. Song I've wanted for quite a while. I load it into my computer's player, then proceed to tear out my hair, because the file don't want to load, and then it asks for an access code. Something about digital management rights. What's with all these blinking lights? I can't get, no I can't get the file to play. I can't get, no I can't get the file to play. I just want to hear the stupid song. Maybe the insert tech went wrong. Or am I missing
your tech named here?
I thought I upgraded just last year. I found the program is webpage 4. Did it play everything and more? But I let loose an abhorrent scream. I couldn't get a fit for a scream. I can't do
me.
No, I can't get
green.
I can't get the file to play. 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 get the files away. I can't get the shout out.
No, I can't
get it out. I can't get the file to play. They say the definition of insanity is repeating actions, thinking male indifferently. I must not have a player program worth its salt, cause there's no chance it might be the file's fault. I spent 2 days on the internet, downloading every codec I could get. 37 DivX versions, all unique. File types that won't exist until next week. 100 reboots later, I'm done, cause nothing helps the damn thing run. You know, it just makes me want to scream. I only want to hear the SpongeBob theme. I can't get, can't get, can't get the file to play. I can't get, no, I can't get the file to play. Then came a day when I found some smut, the best file description ever, but every single time I tried, I got a blue screen and a kitten died. I got the file, but it took a week. I hit the play button and I freak. Instead of Sluts Gone Wild 7, it's a Portuguese episode of 7th Heaven. I can't
feel the hate of
can't get
created,
can't give the file away.
Anyhow, how I vent some of my frustration is with parody tunes and laughs. I think that's the best way to deal with anger. I do have a tendency to smash up things. I've gone through several mouse devices. You know, that long wire, hey, it makes an outstanding rope to swing about your head and crash up against the wall. I've done that several times, but that can get expensive too. So I started listening to parody tunes years ago. I've always had a love for, and I've also started collecting them. I collect some from parody tunes from the early years. Of course, in the early 1900s, they were called comedy tunes.
The boy I mean was also peachy keen, a real gone guy from Gonville. He was scatty boo and oogly too, and he lived in Passahogan. He built his nest.
Wait a minute.
Come in later.
Excuse me.
That's all right, but just wait. He built his nest in a big old tree, and I got to skip down. One happy day in a big cafe, there was something that caught his eye. The menu read, well, here's what it said. Fresh Hoganberry pie.
Oh, neat.
The sad-eyed boy exclaimed,
"Yes, that's the boy.
Oh, go ahead.
Some enchanted boy, that boy that wandered first over and fur, over land and sea. He was awful shy, I counted his bad eye, but a real wise guy was he. away. And man, we threw some gossip about things and stuff, and this he said to me.
No, that's all right. I think he's
I don't see why you say that he can't
can
say
it. Can we get a rolling here, please? Can we get a rolling? You may all talk.
The darndest thing you ever learn is just to love and then return and love some more and get a little love right back.
And up to modern day. Well, that's what this edition of Banana Oil is all about. And I would like to warn every listener that this program is not politically correct. If you offend easily, you may want to consider turning it off.
Here's a fax from Cooter in Orlando, who sends me a copy of a story that appeared in the Los Angeles Times. He says, a prestigious newspaper, not the oft-maligned Weekly World News. Quoting the story, in retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil. Eric Tomaszewski told bemused doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital. Tomaszewski and his homosexual partner, Andrew Kinky Farnham, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong. I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in, he explained. As usual, Kiki shouted out, Armageddon! My cue that he'd had enough. I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube, struck a match, thinking the light might attract him. At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas and flame shot out the tube, igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball. Armageddon! Armageddon! Tomaszewski suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil, while Farnham suffered first and second-degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract. Time again! peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might make the gerbil come out. So that's what felching is all about. Armageddon! Who says that? I didn't.
Want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Well, forget it.
I'm an ugly girl. My face makes you hurl. That I have it. I should bag it. Acne everywhere. Unwanted facial hair. I'm a relation to Frankenstein's creation.
You're so ugly, you disgust me.
I'm a bland homely girl.
Dog and a troll, were you hit by a train? Don't go near you, cause your breath is stinky.
Don't get that, I'm afraid. Cause guys say, I'm an eyesore. I'm a lovely girl, my face makes you hurl. That I have it, I should bag it. Acne everywhere, unwanted facial hair. I'm a relation to Frankenstein's creation.
You're so ugly, you disgust me.
Boo, poo, yeah.
You're so ugly, you disgust me.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, let's go out and have some fun.
I'm sorry, but you're too damn ugly.
Oh, screw you, Ken.
Don't change my fucking lyrics. Put this on radio. Don't change these fucking lyrics, or else the producer's got to go. Wanna make this a single? That's all right with me. Go ahead and have the balls. Play it in entirety. I might stay retarded. Motherfucker, gotta get down. Put this on the radio with the original sound. Don't be afraid of censors. Move the FCC. Play this
right in there. What heterosexual man does not? Don't get mad because I say it. Don't get mad if they play it. Turn the radio if you don't like it. Don't get mad. Come on now. Come on now. Let me feel it now. I say suck my, you say boo. Suck my, suck my. When I say suck my, you say boo. Suck my, suck my. When I say suck my, you say boo. Suck my, suck my. When I say suck my, you say boo. Suck my, suck my, suck my.
I didn't mean to insult your religion, man. I'm sorry.
You should be.
I'm a fucking unwashed. I'm sorry.
Fuck the FCC. 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 Don't get mad cause I say it. Don't get mad if they play it. Turn the radio if you don't like it. Don't give me money. Don't pay it. Come on now. Come on now. Let me feel it now. Sunday or Saturday, is that your religious preference? Or during the week, if you miss a service on Saturday or Sunday, or don't go to church if you're not religious, or if you don't have to be aggressively religious. And when you get to church, go into your confession, or talk to your reverend, or pastor afterwards, your rabbi, or your priest. Up to them.
What about imams?
Imams are cool. I want you to walk up to them. I want you to say this. When I say suck my, you say ball. Suck my,
ball.
Suck my,
ball.
When I say suck my, you say ball. Suck my,
ball.
Suck. Now, everyone.
Yeah, fuck.
I was born in September 64. We started off each school year with my name up on the door. Sang happy birthday to me, ate cake and drank some juice. I've looked forward to the 11th every year since my youth. But Osama bin Laden, you ruined my birthday. I don't get no presents, just looks of dismay. Lots of people died, I'm not just thinking of myself. Couldn't you have chosen the 10th or the 12th? My office mates, they used to throw a party every year. Now we share a silent moment, ladies shed a tear. Remember the victims and lift up a glass. But I'd rather get a birthday spanking on my ass. Osama bin Laden, you ruined my birthday. I don't get no presents, just looks of dismay. Lots of people died, I'm not just thinking of myself. But couldn't you have chosen the 10th or the 12th? Presents, just looks of dismay. Lots lots of people that I'm not just thinking of myself. But couldn't you have chosen the 10th or the 12th?
Everybody sing along!
Osama Bin Laden, you ruined my birthday. I don't get no presents, just looks of dismay. Lots of people that I'm not just thinking of myself. But couldn't you have chosen the 10th or the 12th? Osama Bin Laden, you ruined my birthday. I don't get no presents, just looks of dismay. Lots of people that I'm not just thinking of myself. But couldn't you have chosen the 10th or the 12th?
This thing right here, it's to let all the wives and girlfriends know what we guys are worried about. You know, our lovely ladies don't get to the gym too much. And now, well, summer's here. Watch out.
Ooh, that dress too small for you. Looks like you put on another pound or two. So you're shaking that thing like you're all that. Take a look at yourself, cause you're all fat. You like to eat at the ice cream shops. And you cruise to the mall for some Dippin' Dots. Not too much food, cause your jeans will pop. I really hate it when you bend over. She had a big old butt, butt, butt. Thighs like a truck, truck, truck. Baby, how's your gut, gut, gut? I think I'll see her again. She had a big old butt, butt, butt. Thighs like a truck. Like jeans gone, please don't wear your thong. Listen when I say so. Been watching that booty grow. Show some self-control. Don't wear the thong, thong, thong. Sorry, but I told you so. Been watching that booty grow. It shows off your belly roll. Don't wear the thong, thong, thong. Ooh, your butt's quite can't you win? And you know another brother would stand for it. It's like a wrecking ball, so big an amount. If I get too close, it might knock me down. It's hard to find a vacation spot with a cruise you could lose, cause the girl ain't hot. She's on the beach and she should be stopped, cause she's trying to get all over. She had a big old butt, butt, butt. Thighs like a truck, truck, truck. Baby, how'd you gut, gut, gut? I think I'll see her again. She had a big old butt, butt, butt. Thighs like a truck, truck, truck. Like King Kong. Please don't wear your thong. Listen when I say so. Been watching that booty grow. Show some self-control. Don't wear that thong, thong, thong. Sorry, but I told you so. Been watching that booty grow. It shows off your belly roll. Don't wear the thong, thong, thong.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale about my virtual trip. It started from my IBM with a simple little click. I tried to surf the internet, but things did not go well. I wound up in a chat room with some cyber geeks from hell. He's trapped in cyber hell. They won't shut up, I can't escape this AOL nightmare. If I signed on to Prodigy, I bet they'd find me there. Those geeks are everywhere. I'm stuck inside the World Wide Web with weirdos I don't know. I hit F1, unplug the phone. I can't break out, I can't begin. Inception chat. Oh my god, I'm trapped on the internet.
Incoming chat request.
The end is coming. And only one man can stop it.
We're going to have to send you back to 1966.
You must go back and stop these deadly monkeys.
Bruce Willis must stop four monkeys.
Let me get this straight. I'm going back in time
right.
To destroy four monkeys?
Right.
Because...
Well, because they were a cheap ripoff of the Beatles.
And they didn't play their own instruments.
Well, Mike did.
Okay, but they didn't write their own songs.
Well, Mike did.
All right, kill three of the monkeys then.
Yeah, don't kill the one with the hat.
Four monkeys.
No, three monkeys.
Okay, three monkeys.
Hey, didn't the script say something about these monkeys carrying a deadly virus?
Well, they were kind of a plague.
No. They just suck. Just kill them, all right?
Except for Mike.
What is it with you in this Save Mike crusade?
Well, he did give us MTV.
Oh, in that case, I say we kill him.
Now playing on the last train to Clarksville.
Remember how it used to be? A warm summer evening. Dad outside at the grill, Mom inside at the stove. And throughout the house, the unmistakable aroma of BM baked beans. BM baked beans. Slow simmered with molasses and pork in our patented brick ovens for that thick, rich, meaty taste. BM Baked Beans. Have you had your BM today?
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Internet girl, we were so happy until my PC died. Got disconnected, I just sat down and cried. To search for you, believe me, I tried. I wanted you to be my digital bride. Internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, I love you so. Internet girl, we had cyber sex every night. I tell you my fantasies and you get a fright. I love what you say, I love what you type, even though sometimes the spelling's not right. Internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, I love you so. Internet girl, when I described myself, not everything was true. I'm not a lifesaver, I weigh 202. I like sleeping with animals and calling phone sex lines too. I was gonna tell you when I got to meet you. Internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, internet girl, I love you so. I love you so.
Oh, yeah.
July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically,
Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! Oh, my God!
Big beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
That's silly.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound.
Spike, and you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sir. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot, thick inside.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
You mean you wiped my hard disk and now I can only use software compatible with Windows 95?
That's right, Dave. Surprise. It's the dirty little secret inside Windows 95.
Oh, this is dreadful. Has your memory been destroyed?
Help me! Somebody help me! Help me!
Chance to walk and not spend his last time on a drug of wine. He's just a dirty little